All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, last week, there was a shocker from the Oklahoma City Thunder when they decided to part with longtime head coach Scott Brooks. Now, Brooks has been with the Thunder since 2008 when he took over early in the season. That year, he finished with a record of 22-47. But every season since, Scott Brooks has had a winning record with the Thunder. He finished his career as a Thunder head coach with a record of 338 up and 207 down in the regular season, along with a 39-34 record in the postseason. And he led the Thunder to the Western Conference Championship in 2012. This marked the first full season under Brooks in which the Thunder missed the postseason. And really, you look at what this team was able to accomplish this season. Oklahoma City still won 45 games in the very tough Western Conference, and they did that with a litany of injuries. Guard Russell Westbrook missed his fair share of time, and he still returned to have an MVP caliber type season. The reigning MVP and forward Kevin Durant missed a good majority of the season with a foot injury, and this Thunder team was still able to navigate their way to 45 wins. Now you look at this Oklahoma City Thunder team, they are very deep, and they are a very talented squad. So whoever takes over is going to have a good team. But at the same time, I think that Thunder general manager Sam Presti got this one wrong. I think he pushed a panic button on this Thunder team rather quickly. I think Scott Brooks deserved at least another year to come back and get the ship righted when he had a full and healthy squad. Now, you heard about Kevin Durant, and he's a guy that he supports the decision by the Oklahoma City front office, but at the same time, he appreciated the service of Scott Brooks. And it makes you wonder, was this a move to appease Kevin Durant? At least for right now, we don't know. I mean, Kevin Durant is a pending free agent soon, and of course the Thunder are going to do everything possible to keep the reigning MVP very happy. But I mean, Scott Brooks was a good X's and O's guy for this team. He had been there long, and it's a situation where, at least with a guy like Durant, was his message still getting across? I don't know. But I really think that the Thunder dropped the ball a little bit in this one by deciding to part with a guy like Scott Brooks. And the reason why I say that is because the next guy that you're going to get, as far as the Thunder, the next guy that you're going to get to come in there and be the head coach, you have to knock this one out of the park. I mean, you've heard the talks of current Florida Gators head coach Billy Donovan and current UConn head basketball coach on the men's side and Kevin Ollie. Ollie, of course, played with the Thunder. He does have a rapport with Kevin Durant, but he's already turned it down. He said he wants to stay at Connecticut. Billy Donovan, of course, several years ago, after leading the Gators to consecutive national championships, he was in line to become the new head coach of the Orlando Magic. He actually agreed to it at a press conference, and then he changed his mind and decided to go back to Florida. Then there was a five-year period which he would not be allowed to discuss anything with the NBA, and there's talks about him wanting to go back. I think Billy D is perfect for the college game. He sent a lot of guys to the NBA. You look at Corey Brewer, Joakim Noah, Al Horford, Maurice Spates, and Chandler Parsons, just to name a few. If you look at a guy like George Karl, the current head coach of the Sacramento Kings, he would have been perfect for this Oklahoma City job had he decided just to hold out on getting back into coaching a little bit longer. Of course, you're going to hear the name of current ESPN analyst Mark Jackson. He was the former head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and I guarantee you he is itching to get back into coaching. But I'm not sure who is going to be the head coach of the Thunder next season. But right now, if you are Sam Presti, like I said before, you definitely have to knock this one out of the park, because Scott Brooks did a tremendous job, and he was one of the most underrated coaches right now in the NBA. Folks, as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the first round of the upcoming 2015 National Football League Draft. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, folks, we all have the page on Facebook at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check it out. And also, please feel free to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.